The early morning fire incident that destroyed bags of rice, provisions and other goods worth millions of naira is the second in the market within a year. Describing the disaster as devastating, Mr. Aweye emphasized the need for local and state governments to intensify sensitization campaigns on fire preventive measures in the media to reduce the fire outbreaks in the society.
All the local government chairmen should embark on sensitization, especially during the Ramadan period. And as a matter of fact, in the House of Assembly, make sure that we continue to sensitize people from our various state constituency, and the local government chairman too should continue to sensitize our people future.
The Speaker of the House lauded the combined teams of Ilesha Fire Service and the Federal Fire Service who extinguished the fire before spreading to other sections of the market, promised government's assistance to the affected people, most of whom are distributors of rice, provisions and boutiques. The Public Relations Officer of the Federal Fire Service, Osun State Command, Mrs. Adija Bashiri, said the fire, which started around 1 a.m., was caused by electric spark from one of the shops.
Then when you are going home, ensure you switch off your electrical appliances. And to be on the safer side, the main switch should be put off.
Mrs. Bashiri advised shop owners to always switch off all electrical appliances before closing for the day to avoid recurrence. Counting his losses, one of the victims, Mr. Austin Abachi, who is a manager of his brother's shops, regretted that he could not recover anything from the shop when he got to the market shortly after receiving a call from a neighbor informing him about the incident.
I will plead to the government of Osun State if they will at least assist, most especially those ones that could not even get a dime, a pin in their shop.
Mr. Austin called on government to help the victims, as many of them got bank and microfinance institution loans to run their businesses. Durbe recalled that similar fire outbreak destroyed about 200 lockup shops belonging to Trado Medicine, Kula Nuts, Palm Oil and Cowpea sellers at the market exactly a year ago. In Lesha, Isaac Hausrup, Radio Nigeria.